Episode 47, CON News. Wealth of world's 10 richest people doubles during COVID. Lower incomes for the world's poorest contributed to the death of 21,000 people each day. But the world's 10 richest men have more than doubled their collective fortunes since March 2020, according to the BBC. And according to CreoCualquierCosa.com, Amazon executive chair Jeff Bezos tweeted that he was thinking of running for president, and that he wanted to change the Washington Monument into a replica of the New Shepard, aka Cockrocket. The tweet was allegedly deleted and denied by a Bezos spokesperson, said Mintiendo Gonzalez of Triple C News. Mr. Blackstar, what do you think of this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I think it's interesting and not unsurprising at all that Mr. Bezos wants to run as a president. I heard that he actually doesn't want to be referred to as president, but he wants to take the meme of God Emperor Trump and be named God Emperor Bezos.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I think I read an article about that. What surprised me is that he wanted to replace the Washington Monument with the New Shepard rocket. I mean, that'd be kind of strange, but...
I mean, the Washington Monument itself is kind of strange, but...
Yeah, it's very phallic and very Egyptian and
yeah.
Some would say Masonic in its approach.
Yeah, and seeing as Mr. Bezos is probably most definitely interested in Masonry, being one of the elites, I can imagine him wanting to, put something like the Good Shepherd rocket out there for the people as like a, how the Masons, they like to hide in plain sight with their imagery and stuff like that. It's just another little Mason tactic. And I could see him wanting to do that. Not unsurprising at all.
Why replace one phallic object with another? I will not know, but the world is a strange place.
I mean, we keep making, if you think about it, missiles, bullets, spaceships, they're all penis shaped, and we keep making them bigger and bigger. So I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, we already fucked the planet, might as well fuck space.
Yeah. And so, building a big penis statue. In the in place of where the Washington Monument is actually a little bit more. I would say it's. I enjoy that it's going to be less obscure and that we're just going to come out and say it.
Right.
We had Trump a couple years ago saying that we're not that great compared to Russia, that we disappear people and stuff like that. Now you got Bezos saying he wants to be called the God Emperor and build a big penis statue in Washington, D.C. And I'm actually okay with the transparency there.
It's like we always have to have a dick in charge, and they pick the like simplest symbol to represent themselves.
Do you think he'll win?
Oh, yeah. Landslide. If not Trump, then Bezos for sure.
Did he say if he's running as Democrat or Republican, or is he just going third party? Is he just... He's not have an affiliation.
I read a little bit that he said he wanted to run as a libertarian.
Interesting. Kind of makes sense.
That's the future of this country, though.
Yeah. I could see a lot of libertarians liking him because, they're all about the free market and mm-hmm.
Building your own empire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. And that's what Bezos has done. He's built his empire on the backs of little small empires that he's gobbled up. So, I could definitely see him eventually, becoming as beloved as Donald Trump was, if not more so, because he does have some more leftist leaning. So the leftists will be a little less pissed off because he'll be tweeting things that are more appropriate.
Right.
And
the great thing is he naturally looks like a penis. So to have, the Washington Monument replaced with his New Shepherd and come over and be the emperor. Yeah, I think it's going to be a perfect symbol of what we've become as a nation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that electing another billionaire kind of solidifies the whole oligarchy billionaire versus, the slave labor mentality. And that actually it's probably just good that they come out and do it finally.
Yeah, just be honest, open. Yeah. We now openly worship the rich.
Oh, do you remember, he said, remember his big pledge to everybody though, that if he does become president of the United States, that everybody gets Amazon Prime memberships. They're gonna they're yeah. He's gonna mandate it like yeah. they did the healthcare with Obama. Yeah,
and he's gonna add drones.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, so you're gonna be forced to buy Amazon Prime. They're also gonna up it since you know legally you're gonna have to buy it like you do your healthcare.
Yeah,
they're gonna up the price of it to $200, which I think is a little controversial considering Amazon Prime doesn't really offer very many great entertainment choices. But
yeah,
you know, it is what it is.
I also in the same article read that he was gonna have the drones be part of law enforcement. And so, I mean, like, you know, perpetrators yes. would just be like stunned with tranquilizers
yeah.
or shot on sight rather than, you know, our good men in blue.
Well, yeah, because,
you know, behind the badge getting harmed.
One of his big things with the drone thing is he wants, you know, to cut back on law enforcement spending because he wants to appease the leftists. And so to appease their sensitivities, you know, you might as kill two birds with one stone. Start pulling back law enforcement funding and put more drones in the sky.
Yep.
They're delivering the packages anyway. Might yep. as well surveil us all. So, yep. yeah, it's an interesting Orwellian state that we're starting to live in.
Well, but I mean, the streets are going to be safer. You can consume yeah. at will whenever you want. I just don't know who's going to have a job. That's what I'm not hearing. And yeah. I've read everything I've read about him and his running says nothing about employment rates. And I really wonder where everyone's going to work if not for an Amazon city eventually.
Right. And that just seemed a little weird to have an Amazon city and then be purchasing from Amazon.
Right.
It seems
you're going to make money from the same company you give your money back to.
Yeah. It's like hamsters like running on a real wheel.
It's like slavery with an extra step.
Yeah. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Very, very insightful, sir. Yeah. All right.
We'll all be stomping on our gloomclops or whatever.
Our gloomclops. Yes. All right. So up next, we have a story. This is from the Nightly Buzzard. And they were reporting that there's a 51-year-old man. He's claimed to be Tupac Shakur, and he was poised to release a brand new album. It was called Pac Is Back. I believe there was something crazy like 21 tracks. He was just looking for somebody to mix some beats for him. This man claiming to be Tupac Shakur, he's actually a 51-year-old named Lassane Parrish Crooks. The people at the Desert Parkway Behavioral Healthcare Hospital say he's actually a man who was in their mental institution ward who escaped in Las Vegas, and they were keen on trying to get him back. But he'd already come out, talked to some reporters saying that he was Tupac Shakur. And of course there's been those conspiracy theories about Tupac Shakur being alive forever. So with him out and looking very much, honestly, he looks a lot like Tupac Shakur, a 51-year-old Tupac Shakur. They kind of couldn't reel him back in. But actually the Clintons, they caught word of this man being released, and they scheduled him a flight to Washington, D.C. to, you know, talk to him since he does look so much like Tupac. And I'm assuming they were going to get him somebody to help him release his album because the Clintons are great humanitarians. But, you know, he got on the flight to Washington, D.C., got picked up at the airport, and nobody's heard from Lassane Crooks since. So I don't really know what's going on there, but I thought it was an interesting little story. Mr. Sakati, got any opinions on it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been reading this article from UTDailyBeacon.com, and, you know, there have been sightings in foreign countries of him. And
oh, really?
You know, I hear he's doing big things. And okay. So it makes sense to me that he's still out there making records, you know.
I thought it was interesting that he would go to the Clintons and then just disappear for a while, because there's always those rumors about Clintons disappearing people. It seemed a little on the nose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's actually a long history of entertainers disappearing, and, you know, we just say they're dead. You know, I mean, I think right. Aaliyah's out there, you know, Left Eye might be out there. I mean, it's easy to make a crash happen and then just walk off and say, I never want to entertain again. I mean, people like Lauryn Hill did it, and Dave Chappelle did it for a bit because, you know, mental clarity and sanity. I mean, Eminem dropped off for a while because of that. it's just really rough to be an entertainer.
I agree.
You have to take a pill to go to sleep and a pill to wake up, and you're always trying to entertain people. So
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very clear he's out there, he's making music, and yeah.
Are you
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't know how they're going to release it or if he's ever going to come back out in the open and perform.
Well, it sounded like he wanted to come back out in the open and perform. And then I don't know. He got that flight to the Clintons, and then he's kind of been out of the limelight. But like you said, he's been spotted at different places all over the world too. So
yeah, mainly in the Caribbean.
Which is, I mean, if I was going to, you know, retire anywhere, the Caribbean would be up there. But yeah,
even Shook Knight is like, you never know, you know?
Yeah. But I think it's interesting. I definitely think it's plausible that it's him. He looks a lot like him. Interesting that he was in a mental institution too.
Yeah. And Shook Knight's son even claims he lives in Malaysia and that he's working on a new album.
Really?
So, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting stuff.
Very good. That article was written October 14th, 2021, columnist Lauren Reed.
Right. And I'm surprised that it didn't, you know, have a bigger presence online, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe people are just over the Tupac myth, but it sounds like he's back and he's going to be coming out with an album called Pac Is Back, which seems a little on the nose as well, but hey,
I think it'd be amazing. Yeah. And I'd have like a picture of Pac-Man on the front of the cover.
That'd be
dope. Pac-Man, with a bandana in the front.
Pac-Man, Pac-Man with a bandana on, and then all the dots that are in Pac-Man are little Tupac Shakur images.
That's an interesting concept.
I like it. Pac is back.
All right. Well, next serious story.
Oh. All right. Next serious story.
So, Reuters report from January 17, 2022. Worshippers invited a stranger into a Texas synagogue. When he knocked on their door and offered him tea before he brandished a gun and held them hostage in a 10-hour siege, the FBI called it a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker, who was among the four congregants taken captive on Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, told CBS on Monday that he and others managed to escape after he threw a chair at the hostage taker and then rushed for an exit door. In another report from FauxIllumination.com, the hostages allegedly offered a foot massage to the terrorist, which was declined due to bilateral bunions. The gunman spoke of his chronic foot ailments and inability to take up ballet, which was his passion. The feds busted in and things went dark, said Hermione Potter from Heard Flocks News. It is still unclear whether the terrorist killed himself or was killed by the FBI, which is always very interesting to hear, but everything ended in gunfire. On to you, Mr. Blackstar. What do you think of this nonsense?
I think it's a really kind of a sad story that shows the crisis in our healthcare system. This man was suffering from, it was bilateral bunions, right?
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't laugh at his condition.
That would really hurt. That would really hurt. I shouldn't laugh.
No.
With ailments.
It sounds funny and ridiculous, but you really shouldn't. You shouldn't laugh at that.
I just think it was very nice of them to offer a foot massage. I mean, first they offer coffee, and then they offer a foot massage.
This
guy's in the name of Allah. I'm gonna kill you all, and they're like, no, we love you.
Right. And so, like, there's obviously a lot of anger there over his foot issues. I just don't know why the article had to be so specific with the ailment.
Well, I mean,
that's what makes it funny.
That's what he was yelling about in there. I mean,
yeah.
So he's like, get my homie out of the pen just because Islamic terrorist. Don't, you know, punish him. And he was really angry about his feet and that all his life he's had to wear special shoes by orthotics.
Yeah.
Fucking all sorts of things. He's put a lot of money into having comfortable feet that he'll never have. I mean, that kind of trauma doesn't end.
No, and honestly,
not to be taken lightly.
No, it shouldn't be taken lightly. And no, it shouldn't be taken lightly at all. And honestly, I think the real issue there, and where a lot of the anger is coming from, is it said he wanted to be a ballet dancer.
You did.
So
I mean, he had the frame, you know.
It's just honestly, it's a sad story of circumstances.
Well, anyway, there's more serious news stories to go over today.
So. I know, but this one is it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I've heard weirder.
There's definitely, you know? And that's the thing I was gonna say before we got caught up on that topic. Like, there's definitely been like people who've been very angry and shot up, you know, places that are for a lot less reasons than foot bunions and not being able to live your dreams. I mean, wanting to be a ballet dancer and being unable to because of a chronic illness, that's pretty sad. And again, I think it shows like a flaw in the healthcare system as well.
It's absolutely heart-wrenching. Anyway, yeah, so I'm ready. We gotta hear another what's going on in the world, you know?
All right, well, this one is this one's a political one, so I guess we'll take over here. All right, so Biden, he recently came out. There's been several different press conferences with Biden lately. None of them have gone well. He did get the record for longest running presidential, I forget what they call it, the presidential interview where he goes out to the press and he talks to the press. It was almost 2 hours, and it's the longest one in modern history. So obviously we all know Biden's mental state is not the best. He doesn't seem all there. And during this interview, he started to ramble about certain things. He misspoke about Ukraine and saying that if Russia were to invade Ukraine, that we would see what we would do. It would depend on how much of Ukraine they take over. A lot of people came out and lambasted him for that. Something that's not being as reported on, though, is that he said that, of course, every time he's asked about it, he says, regardless of his mental or emotional well-being in 2024, he will be running for president for the Democratic Party. He's always very adamant about that. And he, when pressed on that issue, you know, the reporters were kind of kindly asking him in a way like, we know that like you're older, you're getting up there. You don't seem like, what if you're not fit for office? And, Biden got very angry at this accusation. And he says that his staffers have been supplying him with his daily doses of adrenochrome. They've doubled it. And that the man named Q has been supplying him with as much adrenochrome as possible to keep him viable and young. This unfortunately pissed off a lot of Republicans and Democratic Party members alike. They don't want the public knowing that they consume this adrenochrome because members like QAnon like to talk about the pedophile rings that surround Washington, D.C. and the elite. And as many people know, adrenochrome is usually harvested in the conspiracy theories. It's usually harvested from children as a source of adrenaline, and it's supposed to help you maintain a youthful air. So people were kind of like shocked that Biden came out and said that. It's raised alarms about the potential, you know, truth in conspiracies like Pizzagate and stuff like that. And Marjorie Taylor Greene especially coming out very strong and lambasting Biden for espousing his use of adrenochrome. But this has kind of been swept under the rug by the mainstream media. So Mr. Cicatti, what do you think about a little slip up?
Well, it was weird because I was reading how they were manufacturing that out of S1 in, was that New Mexico or whatever, like by Area 51.
Yeah. Not Area 51, but the area next to it.
Yes.
The one that's less talked about, like
by right, S1 or something. That they found that the extraterrestrials they had on board were actually able to stay awake for multiple days because that's what they were coming to Earth for, is to harvest this stuff. And it's only found in our kidneys. So it's like, or our adrenaline glands. We have a specific type of adrenochrome.
Right.
That is a lot more useful than what you can find anywhere else, apparently.
Right. And the other thing about it that's like interesting too is a lot of people say like you need to get it from children for it to be like the most potent or effective. But right. we all produce adrenochrome. The only way that you can harvest it, obviously, is you have to have somebody's adrenaline pumping. But you would think it'd actually be more effective from adults because, you know, it's much easier to scare adults. Like, you just start talking about, like, taxes and how you're going to pay your mortgage and your adrenaline starts pumping right away.
I think that's a different kind of stress or fear.
But it still produces the chemical.
You know, so. But remember how scared you were as a kid just walking into a dark room? Like, how much
that's fear- true.
You yeah. could drive up with your own imagination.
So you think it's more like a potency, like it becomes more potent depending on yeah. how fearful you are?
Yeah, I think it's a type of fear. Like, I'm going to get chopped in half fear that really makes the good shit. It's not the, oh my God, I'm lost in this horrible rat race where I'm just racing towards my grave and nothing's getting accomplished.
I could see what you mean, because that's more of like a low adrenaline response, because you kind of become used to the crushing weight of it, as opposed to like walking through a haunted house and being scared shitless. Maybe that's what haunted houses are, really. They're adrenochrome factories, because you usually bring kids in there.
Yeah, maybe the extraterrestrials back in the 40s when they found them were coming during Halloween area time.
Maybe, you know? It's very plausible. Yeah. But obviously, you know, The QAnon people are all pissed off because this kind of lends credence to their whole, you know, elite pedophile circus ring. The Democratic leadership, especially Nancy Pelosi in particular, is very upset at Biden for talking about adrenochrome in any form or fashion, especially because they were so speculative about Trump, you know, using different narcotics to do all his rallies and be so awake and peppy and going all the time, especially yeah. at his age. I think a lot of people forget that Trump is like a year or two younger than Biden.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better though.
Right.
A lot better.
Yep. Yeah. Jen Psaki is going to have a field day with this one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even see anybody really talking about it though. They seem more upset about Biden's response to Russia potentially yeah. taking over Ukraine than they do
a lot about the adrenochrome exposed these days, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, in 2022, they don't get lambasted and this doesn't get thrown up by all the Republicans that'll be running for office. They're gonna win regardless, right. But
yeah,
it's definitely another slip up by Biden that we didn't need. We didn't yeah. need him coming out and saying, you know, that we harvest adrenochrome and feed it to our old politicians.
Yeah, I actually heard Bezos was considering Ted Cruz
as a running mate. Oh, yeah. We did forget to talk about that. Yeah. Ted Cruz is his running mate, which yeah. makes sense because it appeals to the right base, whereas right. Bezos appeals more to like the centrist and some of the left.
Right.
It would be an interesting yeah. juxtaposition, too, because I think the way he's selling it, as opposed to the Biden-Harris ticket, is Biden and Harris are obviously strong centrists, and his argument with Cruz is Cruz will be a very right-wing voice to his more leftist ideologies, and that'll bring the country together or something. It's always about bipartisanship when it comes to it. Who's more bipartisan?
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna start reading a lot more articles about the adrenochrome and yeah. how many politicians are using it, how many, you know, entertainers.
Well, that's the other thing too, is a lot of entertainers actually like use it too. Like a lot of pop stars and stuff. That's why they can do these big elaborate concerts with all these dancers and stuff and never seem winded or tired or anything like that. They're always hyped up on that adrenochrome. I mean, if you watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Hunter S. Thompson, he tasted adrenochrome, and it kind of goes over the effects of that in the movie.
Yeah, man. He was seeing shit though.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe they dilute it for everyday people.
Maybe. Or maybe Biden's just so messed up. It doesn't affect him.
Like, we all look like devils with boobs on our back to him.
I can see it. It might be comforting to him.
Maybe he's down with that.
Maybe that's why he hates everybody, because all he sees yeah. is people with devil boobs on their backs.
Explains I don't know. Why he's always getting close to people, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. All right, he very much does like to touch children. And I don't like it.
Yeah. Let's lighten things up. Go on to sports.
Oh, all right. Sports. We got a sports news section.
Yeah,
right.
I got a sports thingy.
All right, let's go.
The Novak Djokovic deportation. With just moments before the chance to defend his title in the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic was sent back to the motherland of Serbia for not being vaccinated against COVID. to make Australians safe again movement. Oh yeah, the Make Australians Safe Again movement, also known as MASA, caused aftershocks in the region. News just in, Monday, January 17th, 2022. Karen Andrews, the Home Affairs Minister, signed a law to deport all Australians and foreigners who disagreed with the ousting of Djokovic. The Australian government declared martial law 8 p.m. Australian Central Daylight Time, January 18th, and will be contacting everyone for their answers. Individual public opinions will then be transmitted through a lie detector and recorded. Anyone not abiding by these conditions will be considered anarchists and deported as well. Australia is going nuts. What do you think of this?
Australia is insane right now. At the beginning of COVID, they were having those lockdowns where you had to download the app on your phone so that the government could track, like, if you were in your home, if you were out of your home, how long were you out of your home for? When did you get back? So they've been like, they've been kind of the police state extreme with this COVID thing. Cause I don't think it would work here because Australia's got much less people to control. So it's a lot harder with how big the United States is.
Well, I think it's a great place to have a test pilot program for a draconian overthrow, like a oligarchy that wants to rule everyone. I mean, wouldn't you want it on an isolated island to find out how much control you can take?
Well, I mean, that's originally what Australia was, is that they were the cast-offs.
The prisoners of England. Yeah.
So they just threw them on that island.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense that their testing ground for these more authoritarian regimes would be there. I don't know how I feel about not just the Djokovic thing, but like anybody who disagrees, like, gets deported.
Right. And then they have lie detectors and they're recording it. They're getting kind of nuts.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you look at the news, there's lines of people out standing outside. Obviously there's the police in their military gear, you know, and it looks very much like a dystopian horror. And they're going into these centers, like these big gymnasiums where they have lie detectors. Another interesting thing that I don't think that article mentioned, but I saw somewhere else, is that the people who are doing the lie detectors, they are Scientologists. And so at the same time that they're doing these lie detectors, they're also going through the Scientology. They have this process where there's essentially a lie detector set up, and it's called going clear. And so like they're also trying at the same time to convert people to Scientology. And so what Scientology and Australia have actually set up is that if people do disagree with the decision and are facing deportation, that if they actually become Scientologists and are shown, like, are kind of incorporated into Scientology, then they can stay in Australia. But they have to start, you know, with Scientology, there comes like the monetary, you always have to be donating and moving up levels and stuff like that. So that's also an interesting thing, because it's like the state and a religious institution working together to indoctrinate people through fear.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Did you see the new drones they're having out?
No.
That can detect if your mask is allowing your breath to go through it or not?
No.
Yeah, so it has like an infrared detection that sees your breath. And if it's leaving your mask, there's been people that had their face broken in two places with nightsticks. There's all sorts of different occurrences happening all over the place over there. And they just had their hottest day on record.
Man, that is... It's dark, that's for sure.
I think it's like almost, I want to say 120 some degrees, like,
holy crap,
3 degrees or something.
I always forget with the hemispheric shifts.
It's way summer hot down there here.
It's weird, man. 120 degrees, and
hold
then...
on, I'm gonna find out.
Okay,
how to stay in Australia. 123.26 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nice.
50.7 degrees Celsius.
That's what they use, Celsius.
Yeah, so the world is burning. They're beating people in the face.
They're converting people to Scientology, which is...
They're ousting anyone that doesn't like to be told what to do all the time. The world's going nuts. We're going to have Bezos as president.
But
I don't know. But did you see Hermione Potter from Herd Flox News? She was hot.
On another note, I wasn't. I don't usually scroll all the way to the bottom and look at the reporters' faces.
Yeah, there was a video with her talking. I was like, oh snap!
Nice. I like that name, Hermione too.
Yeah.
All right.
Never heard that before.
So this one's gonna be a little hot. It's very celebrity gossipy. So we got some celebrity gossip that's not the Tupac Shakur thing. So obviously a lot of people know Dave Chappelle. He's been catching just tons of flack for his Netflix special. And his special, he goes pretty hard against the LGBTQ community, especially the trans community. I'm not sure that he has a Twitter, but trans people online on Twitter especially are they're very like cancel culture happy. And so Dave Chappelle has been catching all this flack. There was a big protest at the Netflix headquarters to get his special taken down. He's been being lambasted by people close to him. Patton Oswalt, he recently on Instagram, there was a photo with him and Dave Chappelle. People on Instagram are messaging Patton like, yo, like, why are you taking pictures with like this homophobic trans bigot? And Patton, you know, he had to come out and apologize for taking a photo with Dave Chappelle, who's his friend and all that. So obviously he's been getting a lot of flack. But in a game-changing move, Dave Chappelle, he decided to come out as trans. He said that he now identifies as a woman. He's going to be undergoing some cosmetic surgery. He's going to start taking some hormones. And he is going to be identified as she, her, or he said he actually doesn't mind the pronouns they, them, even though they confuse him. His wife and children obviously are very supportive of this move to become a trans woman. And yeah, I think it's very interesting little move there. So thoughts on Dave Chappelle coming out as a trans person?
He's going to look like a strange female.
Yeah.
That's my first thought. I mean, just trying to picture him as a female.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But I totally support that. And if that's what he wants to do, I'm glad that that's probably why he said all those things to begin with, is because
he was struggling.
Confused state. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a liberating thing for him.
Yeah. I do.
Or
I
wonder her or they.
Yeah. Yeah. Her. I'm not sure what she wants to be called. They didn't give whatever name that she's going to go by, but it's definitely enlightening and interesting. And I think the trans jokes will land a lot better now that he's she, man, there I go, misgendering again.
Yeah. It should expand his fan or her fan base. Damn, I'm a fuck up.
Yeah, right? It's really hard.
It is. But
this is a controversial
more fans.
This is a controversial thing, but I do wonder, because she has such a deep smoker's voice. Like, how's that going to sound when she starts taking hormones and becomes more feminine?
Probably be pretty sultry.
Yeah, right? I don't know. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. Some people are claiming that he's pulling a Caitlyn Jenner and he's coming out as
that was my first thought.
Yeah, yeah. But that was my first thought. But it seems pretty sincere. She says she's going to take these hormones and that she even wants to have the stuff down there rearranged at some point. So that's going full in. So good for her. I hope that she finds success and happiness in her new life.
Yep.
All right.
So I just have something to say about voting rights.
Oh boy.
So yeah, there was a Reuters report, January 18th, 2022. President Joe Biden's Democrats took their push to protect U.S. voting rights to the floor of the Senate on Tuesday, where legislation is roundly expected to fail in the face of united Republican opposition. Democrats argue the legislation, backed by civil rights groups, is needed to counter a Republican-led drive to make it more difficult to vote at the state level, especially for Black and other minority voters. Report just in from impressionable.org. Republicans are pushing a bill in Congress to make sure that those who voted for Biden be banned from voting during the 2024 presidential election. They claim that anyone who votes for questionably dementia-ridden septuagenarians clearly have no place voting at all, said reporter April O'Neill. Fellow anchor Phil Connors personally agreed. Not that Trump was much better, but we'll see how this plays out. It seems like a draconian bill to try to push through Congress, but
April O'Neill say again? I was confused. That was a long string of words.
She said that anyone who claims she claimed that anyone who votes for dementia-ridden people, like old, 70-plus-year-old people,
okay,
they shouldn't vote at all because obviously their judgment is poor if they're voting for people that don't even know where they are. Which, I mean, I could see the argument, but then how do you prove that?
Because I think
Biden, there's lots of psychiatrists and psychologists and therapists that are having the debate that whether he has dementia or not. A lot say that he does not. But, I mean, I think the adrenochrome is all that's keeping him going.
Yeah, I would agree the adrenochrome is all that's keeping him going. And I think if people are voting for Biden, and I mean, you obviously watched the debates with him, and he was nowhere near as sharp as he was when Obama and him ran against Mitt Romney, and that was only about 10 years ago, even less. So, like, he was way sharper then, and he obviously is suffering mental decline. Everybody knows it. Even mainstream news is starting to say it. So introducing a bill, I mean, I can understand where they're coming from, because if you're going to vote for somebody with such obvious mental issues, what are your judgment skills in general?
Yeah, I mean, I question the people that voted for Trump, and I question the people that voted for Biden. It's like, this is what you look up to?
Yeah.
You know?
And especially when it comes to the Trump and the Biden run, like, the fact that anybody voted is kind of insane. Although I guess you could make more arguments for people who wanted to vote for Trump over people wanting to vote for Biden. I think what they're missing with this legislation is people just voted for Biden because they wanted Trump out of office.
Right.
People were very articulate in their thoughts about like what Biden was going to do or not going to do due to his mental cognitive abilities.
What I'm tripping on is no one's having the conversation of how the Bidens and the Obamas and all the other presidents we've ever had except for Trump were all ran by corporations and lobbying firms and private interest groups that are driving all their decisions, whereas Trump was already rich and it was hard to push him around. And we didn't get into any wars that I know of while Trump was in office. We got to be more racist as a country and overall more stupid. There's a hell of a lot more stupidity going around.
The wars were more, when it came to Trump, the wars were more at home with the media in at large than abroad. When it came to his foreign policy, Trump was pretty peaceful. Isolationist, and he drew back a lot of things. Like, you remember when he drew back troops from Syria and everybody was giving him flack?
Yeah,
that's the wrong decision.
I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, Obama killed more people. Biden's killing people left and right. I mean, it's
well, and also what we don't talk about either is deportations. Everyone wants to make Trump out to be this huge racist who wanted to deport all the Mexicans. I mean, he did say it. They're not.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he's slightly racist, if not all the way 100% racist.
But like, and you could claim that maybe his administration was incompetent when it came to the border, which I think it partially was. But under Trump, way less people were deported than under Obama or even Biden in his first term. Biden's on track to surpass Trump
already,
which is insane. Yeah. Like the kids in cages thing,
That didn't start with Trump. That started with Obama.
I don't hear the Mexicans mad about the kids in cages anymore. What's up with that? They were real mad when it was a Trump.
Yeah, a lot of Mexicans actually have, due to Biden's just ineptitude, like a lot of minority people, like the Latino vote especially, more people, they say if it came down to Trump and Biden in 2024, which it's looking very likely for, they would more likely vote for Trump. Now, there's not a lot of articles done on Bezos running, but I would assume Bezos running as like a libertarian third party candidate. He's going to suck away a lot of those votes. I think
Bezos would beat Trump.
I think Bezos would beat Trump and Biden because nobody's excited about Biden and wants to vote for him. And there's no alternative being offered on the Democratic side. So if you got somebody who was bigger like Bezos to run, then I think he'd suck up the majority of the votes.
And at least we wouldn't have a president that always looks constipated the way they stand. Yeah. Like both Biden and Trump have this angle of their body. It's like a weird old people angle, I guess you can call it.
But he's younger too, right? He's only in his 50s. So.
Well, it's a lot more secure. If aliens were to, you know, come visit us and talk to us, I want someone that can stand up straight to talk back. I mean, and also someone that knows where they are.
Yeah.
And also someone that's not dumb enough to want to inject people with bleach to get rid of a respiratory ailment.
How long? The real question is, how long do you think it is after, you know, we're going to assume that Bezos is going to win and be God Emperor. But Elon's still the richest man in the world. How long before you think Elon runs for God Emperor and deposes Bezos? I think
Elon is only wanting the title of richest man in the world.
You don't think he wants to be God Emperor? He's going to rule Mars. He wants to rule Mars.
Right.
He wants his own planet.
But he still wants to make money out there.
Yeah.
He said he wants to ship people out there. If you can't afford it, you'll just work there for free, like slaves. So I'll have a bunch of us that goes up there just because we want to see Mars. Working for free for the experience to live there.
I almost thought that was not something that he would say, but thinking about it further, yes, that sounds like something Elon would say. Yeah, if you can't afford it, just be a slave.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say the word slave.
Right? Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
He just said you would get the free ride there and you would get meals and a place to live, but you just wouldn't have any money.
You'd have no personal autonomy.
Well, you wouldn't need it, is how he put it. You wouldn't need it, which makes sense. Like, it's there's nowhere to buy anything. Like, you're just up on Mars working and living. There's nothing else.
It's going to be a utopia, the true utopia.
Well, until it's all set up for the elites. And then they'll all come and fuck it up.
And then on to the next planet.
Yep. We're the raping species. We just like to fuck planets over.
Yeah, that's not wrong. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think Elon probably will not want to run for president. He just wants to be the richest and the first to Mars. Although it'll be interesting with Bezos in office, because then he'll have access to NASA and a lot of federal funding for his own. It'll be an interesting space race.
Right, but you can't make money on your businesses while you're a president. So he'd be taking a huge...
Oh no! Didn't you hear? He's not revise that. He's revising it, and Congress is going to just pass it through.
Yeah, why not just let the billionaires keep making money while they're president?
Yeah, I mean they're going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
So the thought is just why even have that clause anymore?
Exactly.
So he's already talked to members of Congress, and they're going to unanimously pass it. I think the only people who might stand up to it would be like Bernie and Ocasio-Cortez, because you know they need to keep their cred, but everybody's just gonna like, yeah, that's fine.
Well, I mean, all of them are like telling their spouses so they can do insider trading and make millions of dollars just talking to their husbands and wives, because that's totally legal.
Yeah, it's
we all have a great government. We have a wonderful country to live in because of our wonderful government.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Are we ready for my next one? My next one's a sciencey one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So many people have probably heard Joe Rogan and Alex Jones podcasts, which can be quite entertaining, especially when Alex Jones calls himself a retard. But sometimes Alex Jones, he does have little kernels of truth. And it finally came out that the Chinese government, they have successfully not only synthesized a pig-human hybrid, but it has been born in an, it was born in a lab in an embryonic sac. It is a breathing, functioning being. And it has been, I think it's seventh or eighth birthday. So it's a pig human hybrid. So it has the anatomy, bone structure pretty much of a human. Unfortunately it does have hooves for its feet as opposed to feet. So it's a little unsteady when it walks, but, they've developed some type of gear for his legs to make it easier for him to walk on 2 feet as opposed to 4. He does have opposable thumbs. He looks kind of like an orc. I don't know why we're deciding to create orcs. But he's already at a very highly developed stage. And they are actually have been taking blood samples and blood work for him. And they're planning on cloning him and making more versions of him, making a female version so that they can see if this new pig human hybrid is capable of reproducing. The science that's backing it up right now says that it probably will be more than likely that it will be able to reproduce. I'm not sure why they chose pig over other animals. I guess maybe it's got the closest DNA structure to humans that they could find aside from monkeys. But now talks are of trying to do more different hybrids. One scientist, Sean Wang Pao, he said that it was always his dream to have a wolf human hybrid. And so just based off that childhood idea, he's going to try to synthesize a wolf human hybrid. That would be interesting. But the funnest thing about this entire article that I found, aside from the fact that like this is a big scientific leap that we've created a sentient being that is humanoid in nature but also animal, is that for whatever reason they decided to name him, and I couldn't find the Chinese translation for this, but they named this cute little pig boy Periwinkle McSnorts, and that's adorable. So thoughts, comments, Mr. Sakati?
I can't wait for the pictures.
Yeah, that's the thing. The only picture you can find online is of a little baby one. But yeah, they're keeping it very under wraps, obviously, because if this like picture starts to circulate in the public, it's going to cause like a massive outcry. But I think that's probably why they chose the name Periwinkle McSnorts, because like it's not off putting at all. Like you see this little human pig boy and his name's Periwinkle. It's pretty adorable.
Yeah, I can't hate him.
Yeah. So what do you think about this like human animal hybrid?
I just hope they make more of them so McSnorts has friends. I mean, you can't just be the only freaking hybrid.
Yeah. That was the sad thing. But I mean, they are saying that they're going to make there are already several embryos that they've made. Some have female anatomy and others are male. So they're doing that. But I was more like asking, like, what do you think about branching into other species? Like what do you think this science is going to do? Aside from creating like, you know, essentially like orc races, like what do you think this?
It'll just be like a Rick and Morty episode. There's just going to be a lot of different kinds of people walking around.
Interesting. Do you think there'd be ways for them to like, maybe eventually like synthesize, like, you know how lizards can like lose their tail and then like grow it back and legs and stuff. You think maybe they'll be able to like synthesize that,
so we can grow our arm back if we
that'd be like great. Chop it up, right?
Yeah,
it'd be interesting.
Yep, with that and the Neuralink, we'd be like invincible.
Do you think that there the fear with creating like this little human pig boy and like creating more of them is like, at some point they're going to want their own autonomy. Like he's obviously growing up in like a lab, very sheltered, hidden away from society. He's obviously a science experiment still.
Right.
Like, do you think at some point, like we're going to have like an iRobot moment where like the machines rise up, but instead of machines, you replace them with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's very probable. I mean, but they don't understand all the technology, and it depends on how much they're teaching him in the laboratory.
Right.
You know, so he's going to likely be left uneducated for purposes to control.
Right.
They're just going to have to control the numbers. So if they had a little uprising, I'm pretty sure they're easily silenced.
I think it's interesting too. Like, if you get into like the more spiritual aspects of it, like he's obviously capable of, from what I read, like he is still half pig. So like he does have trouble talking, like he snorts mm-hmm. a little bit when he talks, mm-hmm. but
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So like the vocal cord thing, like they're still working on. Cause I mean, it'd be very distracting to be having a conversation with somebody and to have them constantly like snorting at you.
Yeah.
But like, he's obviously intelligent. So when it comes to like the ideas that we have surrounding intelligence and stuff like that, like maybe they have the capability to be more intelligent than humans.
Well, they probably have more empathy because they're half animal.
Right.
And I think as we've created more conveniences for ourselves, we've lost touch with nature and what empathy really is.
Yeah.
So maybe he's going to be a better type of person than we are.
Yeah. He just have a little piggy stutter.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Can't be any worse than Biden.
Oh. I think I'd enjoy it more if Biden randomly broke out into like pig squeals and noises.
It might be more fun to watch the union address if that was happening.
Right?
Yeah.
So Periwinkle.
Number one.
Yeah. Periwinkle, McSnorts. We wish you the best. And we look forward to meeting you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. You have one more, and then I have one more.
I don't have any more. I know you have a great one.
It's yeah.
about space or something.
Yeah. So as you've been alluding to, because we talked a little bit before the show,
Have the screen.
Okay. All right.
You're gonna do this.
All right. So as Sakati's been alluding to this entire show, the last news story is a big news story that's not really talked about. And this story is about the extraterrestrial races that stand on the outer rim of our atmosphere. Now, it's very hard to see the spaceships in the sky. They are up there in the atmosphere if you look. Unfortunately, you need a special type of glasses to look at them. To be able to see them, it's some type of cloaking device, but if you just put on some extra strength sunglass prescriptions, you look up at the sky, you'll be able to see them. And this alien race has been up there for several weeks. Nobody's really been talking about it because, again, like with the human pig hybrid, we don't want to be freaking people out. But Deputy Administrator Pam Melroy of NASA, she actually said that they finally received transmission from this race, and they're known as the Urkosh Kerput. We're not really sure if they look like grays or if they're a different type of alien race, but they're sitting on the outer rim of our atmosphere, and they're not just here for the adrenochrome, but they're here for our water. They say that the planet has vast amounts of water, that their homeworld has dried up, and that they will be coming down shortly to take large quantities of it. And so the United Nations especially has been going back and forth through these transmissions with this alien race to try to come to some peaceful negotiation. They say that they don't want violence, but the United Nations doesn't necessarily believe that. Nuclear warheads have been armed, but again, they're trying not to freak out the populace. There's supposed to be a summit in the coming weeks where the leaders from this extraterrestrial race of the Urkosh Kerput, they will come down, they will meet with leaders of nations and hopefully come to a peaceful resolution face to face. So, thoughts?
Yeah, I read this article about the Urkosh. I don't know if they're so nice.
It seems very human of them to want to come in and conquer. You would hope extraterrestrials with that type of technology would be more enlightened, but I guess when it comes to the resource war, it kind of never ends.
Right. No matter how intelligent you are, you need resources.
So water, I guess, is apparently not a huge source on fresh water, particularly. which we're actually starting to run out of ourselves, which I think is the big concern. I think they're less concerned about all-out warfare and more concerned about leaving enough fresh water.
Well, I read that they can desalinize water and they don't care about pollution, so they can just suck up our oceans.
Yeah.
That's what they've been doing around Antarctica for years, and you know, it seems to work for them, and a lot of our glacier reduction is because of them.
Yeah, which, you know, global warming, I guess, is not as big a thing as we thought, because, I mean, it kind of is, because they're desalinizing things and sucking things out of our oceans. But, I mean, maybe global warming isn't necessarily as big a threat as we thought.
Well, I think they're kind of nice, because they did say in one report that the reason we haven't flooded already is because they've been sucking so much water out of our ocean.
Right.
That we've already heated our planet past past the breaking point, and that we would have flooded years ago had they not been sucking out the water. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Well,
and a lot of people
we're on our way out anyway, if you think about it. I mean, we've kind of exhausted our time here.
A lot of people say that the Noah's flood thing, like that's actually an ancient myth of another race that came and kind of did the same thing. So we were approaching that. I know Bezos was saying, and this is kind of behind closed doors, it's kind of hard to find this article, but Bezos was saying that he's actually really excited about this, and he hopes that they do come to a peaceful arrangement where they do get to take a lot of ocean water out, because that means more real estate for him to build more Amazon factories.
Right.
It also, you know, then the threat of California and Florida, you know, sinking into the ocean's gone as well. Yeah. So that'll make real estate rise there.
And I heard he was in agreement. He was going to talk to them about getting rid of a lot of the trash in the ocean and just, you know, spitting it out, jettisoning it out to space far away from Earth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who cares about trash in space? Am I right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able to see it. I mean, if you use a telescope, you'll be able to see it, but
out of sight, out of mind is what I say.
Right. And then maybe we'll finally see what's lying at the bottom of the ocean. I don't think people realize we haven't explored that. So we'll be living on mountaintops, essentially. Is Bezos's thought.
Like, but, the Jetsons.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see, because you know, if they do take that much water, how that's gonna affect all of us. It's gonna definitely get a lot hotter, that's for sure.
Yep.
So
hopefully the Irkutes can help us with that as well.
Maybe. Urkosh.
Yes, Urkosh, sorry. Yes. Urkosh Kaput.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't wanna upset them by mispronouncing their name. They seem like they're violent. So this has been current obscure news. Con news, and we hope you guys enjoyed it. A lot of interesting articles out there. If you search hard enough on the Googles, Kamala Harris said you should Google things. So we Googled some interesting articles, and we hope you guys enjoy, and stay informed, my friends. Stay awake.
Yeah, and we're here to bring you all the current updates, and just tune in, man. Hit the subscribe button, like, share, all that.
And hopefully,
in a bag of chips.
Hopefully, Tupac releases that album soon.
Yeah, for real. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's about the only happy story we covered today, I think.
Exactly.
They're all pretty depressing.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you're correct.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And I hope that
except if Adrenochrome is available for the commoners soon, you know, that can at least make the workforce of Amazon and FedEx and everywhere that you work, you know, doctors, lawyers, anyone that works 80 hours a week, you know, business owners, we could all stay up longer and be more productive. So I think that's going to be a great release for capitalism and, you know, keep everyone on their toes, and we can expand. We'll have a libertarian president. We'll have a big penis for a monument. Things are going to get better. You know, there's always things to look forward to. So I think we covered a lot more positive issues than.
Yeah, I guess they have like this note of like of depressingness, but actually, like, yeah, the future's looking interesting.
Yeah.
It's not all bad. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Not all bad. There's going to be little pig people. Like, times are good. Yeah. Times are good. And Hermione Potter. I mean, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm going to have to look up a picture of her as soon as we're done with this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And April O'Neil.
April, yeah, April she O'Neil. Wasn't bad. I've seen April O'Neil before. She's pretty famous.
Well, she's married to a guy named Raphael, and I don't know if he's really interested in.
Well, obviously, I'm not gonna try and go get April O'Neil.
Oh,
but she's nice to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Raphael's a lucky turn.
And when you have people like that reporting the news, like, how can you be upset?
She only likes dudes in the half shell. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the news. We'll have more episodes coming.
Yeah. We'll see you. And if we find any more interesting articles, we'll definitely do another episode of Con News.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a wonderful day, people.
Take care.